Today, I would love to start off by telling you all that I finally found the music and stuff for the beginning and ending of my podcast. Getting that old laptop to work was like pulling teeth, but I did it. So I have an opening and ending again. There we go. Just to get that out of the way. Now, today I do kind of want to talk about some more Outlaws of Thunder Junction. Mostly because I went to the pre-release. I played a Two-Headed Giant pre-release with my cousin. And overall, I just wasn't that blown away by the set. Now, do I think the set is bad? No. But I think it's weird. You know what I mean? The whole crimes thing, I get. But at the same time, we screwed that up so much because it very specifically has to target. Either way, so I went to pre-release, had a grand old time. I will say some of the cards that performed the best were just the common lands that enter tapped but deal a damage to a target opponent. There's enough stuff to just pull deserts out and into play that I felt like they were kind of overperforming over everything else. But that's not to say there isn't some good stuff running around. And there is some stuff I do want to pick up. But yeah, I just didn't have the greatest time playing the Two-Headed Giant event. And I didn't really want to go back for any more. And that's just kind of where I am right now. I will say, for my Commander League, I am going to be adding this set to my pool, and once I get the cards for that, I will update with anything I might pull that's spicy. But yeah, that's kind of it for that, and I don't really got anything else for it, so I'm going to take a minute to get some stuff together. And then I'll be back to talk about something else. Alright, I'll be right back. Alright, welcome back. Now, let's talk about a deck, or at least version one of a deck that I've been working on, and that is Caesar Legion's Emperor. It is one and Mardu, which is red, white, and black, for a 4/4 human soldier that says whenever you attack, you may sacrifice another creature. When you do, choose two. Create two 1/1 red and white soldier creature tokens with haste that are tapped and attacking. You draw a card and lose a life. Or Caesar Legion's Emperor deals damage equal to the number of creature tokens you control to target opponent. And I looked at that and my head went, hey, that's an attack trigger. So, I kind of built it as a secret Ishin deck. So Ishin, Two Heavens is one, which is Mardu, so red, white, black, for a 3/4 human samurai. If a creature attacking causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, this ability triggers an additional time. So I added stuff that you would expect to find in an Ishin deck, things like Brutal Horde Chief, 3 and a black for a 3/3 orc warrior. Whenever a creature you control attacks, defending player loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. It also has 3 and 2 hybrid Boros. For creatures your opponents control, block this turn of Fable, and you choose how those creatures block. So, yeah, just lots of fun stuff. Another thing that originally was in my Ishin deck that moved over here is Leonin, War Leader. 2 white-white for a 4/4 cat soldier. Whenever the war leader attacks, create 2/1/1 cat creature tokens with lifelink that are tapped and attacking. Now, a holdover from what I had in that deck, but also came in this precon, we have Fervent Charge. 1 and Mardu, so red, white, black, for an enchantment. Whenever a creature you control attacks, it gets +2/+2 till end of turn. So, just making attacks better. Then, as I was going through the cards that came in the Caesar deck, I noticed a lot of them have attack triggers. So, things like Desdemona, Freedom's Edge, 2, and Boros, so red, white, for a 3/4 human rogue with vigilance. Whenever Desdemona attacks, return target creature card in your graveyard that's an artifact or has mana value 3 or less, gains escape till end of turn. The escape cost is equal to its mana cost, plus exiling 2 other cards from your graveyard. Then we have Edie, Lonesome Eyebot, which is a 3-mana 2/1 robot. She has flying, and whenever you attack, if the number of attacking creatures is greater than the number of quest counters on Edie, put a quest counter on it. Then you can pay 2 and sacrifice Edie to draw a card, and then draw an additional card for each quest counter on Edie. Next up, we have Paladin Elizabeth Taggarty, 1 and Boros, for a 3/2 human knight. She has the Battalion ability, which is whenever Paladin Elizabeth Taggarty and at least 2 other creatures attack, draw a card. Then you may put a creature card with mana value X or less from your hand onto the battlefield tapped and attacking, where X is Paladin Elizabeth Taggarty's power. So she's natively a 3/2, but again, if you have like Fervent Charge out, she'll have 5 power. It, you know, things and stuff. And the last one that came in the deck that I want to talk about is Craig Boone, Novak Guard, which is 1 and Boros for a 3/3 human soldier with reach and lifelink. And whenever you attack with 2 or more creatures, put 2 quest counters on Craig Boone. When you do, Craig Boone deals damage equal to the number of quest counters on it to up to 1 target creature, unless that creature's controller has Craig Boone deal that much damage to them. So, all things we would love to get extra triggers on, and so on and so forth. Now, I did happen to have a deck that I hadn't put together yet that had some swords. So I thought, hey, let's just make it harder to block our commander and our secret commander. So, well, there's a lot of them. They all start with Sword of, and we're going to start with Feast and Famine. Now, each one of these is a 3-mana equipment that has equip for 2. In Feast and Famine's case, it gets +2/+2, protection from black and green, and whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, that player discards a card and you untap all lands you control. Honestly, I always forget about the discard thing, but it's on there. Next up, we have Body and Mind. Equipped creature gets +2/+2, protection from green and blue. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player, you create a 2/2 wolf, and that player mills 10 cards. Hearth and Home. +2/+2, protection from green and white. Whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, exile up to 1 target creature you own, then search your library for a basic land card, put both onto the battlefield under your control, and then shuffle. Truth and Justice. It gives him +2/+2 and protection from white and blue. Whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, put a +1/+1 counter on a creature you control and then proliferate. Fire and Ice. +2/+2, protection from red and blue. Whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, Sword of Fire and Ice deals 2 damage to target creature or player and you draw a card. Forge and Frontier, +2/+2, protection from red and green. On a hit, you exile the top 2 cards of your library, and you may play those cards this turn, and you may play an additional land this turn. Next up, we have War and Peace, +2/+2, protection from red and white. Whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, The sword does damage to that player equal to the number of cards in his or her hand, and you gain one life for each card in your hand. Sword of Once and Future, we have +2/+2, and pro blue and black. Whenever an equipped creature deals common damage to a player, surveil 2. Then you may cast an instant or sorcery spell with mana value 2 or less from your graveyard without paying its mana cost. If that spell would be put into your graveyard, exile it instead. Light and Shadow, +2/+2, pro white and black. Whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, you gain 3 life, and you may return up to 1 target creature card from your graveyard to your hand. And finally, we have the Sword of Sinew and Steel. And like all of them, it's a 3 mana equipment, equips for 2, gets +2/+2, pro black and red. And whenever the equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, destroy up to 1 target planeswalker and up to 1 target artifact. So, yeah, I don't know how long this iteration of the deck will last, but I do want to see where I can take it. I might end up changing some things out to maybe go more in the tokens side of things, but honestly, I don't know. That said, I think that's going to be it for today. I know it's on the shorter side, but I've been fighting a headache since I woke up, and I really just want to go take a nap. So I will see you next time. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulvey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.